last night. It's a good thing I didn't watch it. A blowout in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Like Cam Newton and those guys got romped, the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, the Fig got beat up.
Ooh, 52-21.
I turned it on around, I don't know, 9-ish, 9:20 or something, and it was, I think it was 31-10 or something. So I'm like, all right, that's over. And that was the last I seen of football last night.
Well, I didn't watch any of it. I just woke up to find out about it. So you and I got another victory, though, last night with that win. So.
Yep. And the NFL or the WWE flexed their muscles again last night. A defensive back got ejected on a so-called hit on Ben Roethlisberger. He was going down, and the defensive back flew over him quickly, very, very slightly grazed him. He got thrown out of the game. It was a joke. So, like, you know, it's like living in Stalingrad in 1912. They can come into your house and take you out. The NFL could do anything they want to anybody at any time in a game for any given play if they feel like doing it. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. What happens if this is a playoff game, and it's a very rarely seen nowadays, a dominating defensive player that gets thrown out of a game for a so-called illegal hit? It's a joke.
All right, so
you'll get to see it. You'll agree with me.
All right, well, I'll Google it and take a look at it.
It was Reed's hit on Roethlisberger.
Okay, I will Google that and take a look at it a little bit later on. Now, do you have your kitty litter box ready?
Sure. Everything was in the box today too, at different areas. So I'm good.
All right, I'll start off first. What the hell?
We're probably going to have the same games.
We'll see. I'm going to take New Orleans over Cincinnati.
No, I don't have that one.
Okay. I'm going to take, let's see here. I'm going to take New England over Tennessee.
Wow, I don't have that one either.
Yeah, and my last game for the weekend, let's see here.
For the weekend. Okay,
yeah, for the weekend.
Monday's not the weekend.
Yeah, I'll take Los Angeles over Seattle.
Well, we only got one the same. I got the Rams over Seattle. The other one I took was Green Bay at home over Miami. And the third game I took was Kansas City over Arizona.
All right. So those are the NFL picks. Now, where do we stand?
I'm 30-15. You're 26-18-1.
26-18-1. That goddamn tie. All right.
There was a lot of them this year.
I know. I mean, and there's going to be more.
Probably. It would be great to see, like, a playoff game go like 9 hours because it's a tie.
All right. Anything else going on in sports?
What's with baseball? I know I've been saying it, but today is what? November 9th?
Yeah.
They've given out nothing yet. No Cy Young, no Rookie of the Years, no MVPs. What's the holdup? They waiting for Santa Claus?
Yeah.
I mean, it's always done by the playoffs, by the World Series, the latest. And it's still going on. What happened? Nobody's saying anything about it either. I don't understand it.
All right. Now, while you were talking there, I just looked up the so-called hit. And here's what really tells you all about the whole thing. Ben Roethlisberger.
They shook hands and, like, put their arms around each other.
Here's his quote. Eric Reed had no intent of hurting him on the late hit.
It's a joke.
Yeah,
it's an absolute joke. This can happen at any time on any play. If a running back puts his head down and hits a defensive player, guess what? He's getting thrown out, too. Yeah. They could do anything they want at any time. The NFL is the modern-day version of the Brown coach.
Yeah, well, it's Roethlisberger said that. Yeah, so I didn't see the clip, but I just saw that quote from Big Ben. So
yeah, I mean, they showed the hit. I saw it on TV this morning, and then afterwards you see them both shaking each other's hands and patting each other on the back, and then the next thing you know, the guy's getting escorted off the field. It's a joke, an absolute joke. Hey, what about the crazy what's his name, Antonio Brown on the Steelers?
You know what?
Oh, he was driving through town going 100 miles an hour, and, you know, just probably even worse than the than the violation the Giant guy got. I heard he almost ran somebody over in a parking lot.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, let's see what happens to him.
At least he's an established star, the Giant quarterback.
Well, it doesn't matter. I know, Does it matter?
No.
Does it matter who you are?
No, but you would figure that if you're a backup quarterback on a team that's looking for a quarterback and you just bought a brand new $80,000 Jaguar with your money, you wouldn't want to exploit the fact that you're a complete fool on the road. You figured you would have a little common sense in your head.
I think that's one of the boxes, you know, that they take this test before they draft people. I think idiot is a box that has to be checked off now because most of the people in the NFL are dummies.
You know, and you know, I know you're a kid. You're coming out of college. You even as a backup quarterback, you've got $1 million contract, so you got money, and you're gonna buy a fancy car and everything. But at least be humble. I mean, you never heard these stories about people like Joe Montana, Eli Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre.
Who got one of the biggest contracts? Two people got probably close to the biggest contracts that I can remember as people coming into the NFL was Elway and Steve Young.
And
two of them, right?
Yeah, never in trouble.
They ever get in trouble?
No. That's what I mean. It's a different attitude, different age.
Like I said, there's a box now. You have to check to play in the NFL. Idiot. Yes. Check. You can play.
Yeah. So, all right. So then we're all set, really. Nothing else. Is any racing for you to watch this weekend?
Yeah, I got a couple races down at I still call Calder, where my Gunavera came up from and should have won the Breeders' Cup but didn't. But they got a bunch of stakes races tomorrow, small stakes races, $75,000, $100,000 stakes, two-year-olds, all Florida breds. So first race tomorrow, couple horses I like, and it starts at 12 noon. The 7 Swagger Jagger looks to be the speed of the race, has some very good early speed. Over the Calder Strip, 4 starts with 3 wins, so this horse is a must-use. The 6-horse Archer Road cut back last time from a mile and a half distance to a mile of Gulfstream. Won one of these type of stakes late September, so those horses look good in here as well. So a 6-7, 7-6 exacta in the first race tomorrow at what they call Gulfstream Park West. Moving on to the 9th race. This race is on the dirt, 7 furlongs on the dirt. A horse that to me looks like a standout in here is the 5-horse Starship Bonita. This horse ran a bang-up race going 6.5 last November at this track. Comes in off a nice win in September at the regular Gulfstream Park, working out good for Steve Dwoken. I think this horse makes a nice run late and wins the 9th race tomorrow at Gulfstream. And brings us to the 10th race. 2 horses I'm looking in here. One is the 1-horse Mega Bucks. Broke his maiden in late October at this track. The son of Hat Trick, who's by Sunday Silence, must be respected in this race and is 3-1. But another horse I'm looking at's coming out of the same race, the 5-horse Lucky Mike. Had some problems in this race. Gets a jockey change. The trainer, Lily Curtin, it's a very underrated trainer in Florida, lights up the board occasionally. This horse is 12-1 and I think has every chance to light the board up tomorrow. So 10th race tomorrow, the 5-horse Lucky Mike with the 1-horse Mega Bucks, and maybe you'll have a few bucks after the race if you do the right thing.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend. We'll speak to you Monday.
Take care, guys. Have a good weekend.
Take care. Mike Cosney with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.